Good afternoon. Today I want to just focus on what Pope Benedict says in his encyclical, God is Love. And I just want this to be where we jump off at. In God is Love, in paragraph 12, he says, by contemplating the pierced side of Christ, we can understand the starting point of this God is Love. It is there that this truth can be contemplated. It is from there that our definition of love must begin. In this contemplation, the Christian discovers the path along which his life and love must move. So Pope Benedict says to us, first of all, we need to contemplate the pierced side of Christ. So today on Good Friday is the best time to do it. I've been doing it since this morning. And when you just focus on the pierced side of Jesus, where the soldier took the spear and he threw it into his heart, and blood and water flowed out, there's a couple things we start off with. First of all, know, of course, that Jesus was dead when this happened. He had given his life for us. Total self-sacrifice. And so when his heart was pierced and the blood and water flowed out, which showed that he was dead, traditionally we have said this is the birth of the church. And then we have said this is the birth of mercy. This is where he pays the penalty for our sin. And that's why what Pope Benedict says is this is where we must begin when we talk about God is love. That total self-sacrifice. And what we need to do is enter into that wound, if you will. Again, those of you who are older would remember the Amati Christi. Remember that prayer by St. Ignatius? And again, just to read it for those of you who are not familiar with it, it used to be said after every communion, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malicious enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come unto thee, that I may praise thee with thy saints and with thy angels forever and ever. Amen. So what Ignatius says is, hide me in your wound. Because when we get hidden in the womb of Christ, that's where we, the wound of Christ, that's where we experience the love of God. That's where we experience the mercy of God. And that's where we are taught in the side of Christ how to live our life and how to love. Again, too many people think that love is being true to myself. I got to be true to myself. What a waste of time. You and I were not called to be true to ourselves. Because some of us have all kinds of things in ourselves. If I was true to myself, I'd go around hitting people all the time, right? And be like, come here. I'm just being true to myself. I'm sorry if that hurt you. But you know, I got to be true to myself. I got to die to myself. I got to hide myself where Christ died. And it's there that I got to learn that this is the way I have to live my life, and this is the way I got to love. That this Good Friday reminds us that I am not here to be true to myself. I am here to be true to the one who loved me and gave his life for me. That's who I'm called to be true to, the person of Jesus Christ. That's who I'm called to love more than any other person on this earth. The person of Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who has given up his life for us. Other people will tell us, they care for us, we'll make them our idols, we'll do everything for them. There's only one who gave his life for you. And so when we enter into that place of the wound at the side of Christ, we know who I'm called to be true to is Jesus, who is the one who is true to me to death. And then once I enter there, I have to come to know that I'm loved there. Again, the deepest need in everyone's heart is to be loved. And what we do is we seek that love in all these different places. We think, oh, maybe you're going to be it. And we get all infatuated for a while, you're it, or this is it, or this money will be it, or if I got a new computer, or if I got a new house, or if I got a new car, or if I have this, ah, that's going to fill me. Maybe for a moment, but then it leaves us empty. The only thing that'll fill that emptiness inside of each of our hearts is to know the love of God. And so I'd encourage you, one of the things to do besides just going home and, you know, I'd encourage you, please, let today and tomorrow to the vigil, no television. Turn it off. Father, oh, shut up. Turn off the television. I gave it up for Lent, and it was one of the best things I ever did. I think I might give it up permanently. But the only thing it does is fill us with all the garbage. Instead of watching television and doing your different things, I used to yell at people because people used to go out tonight. You know the bars? All my college kids? I once threatened someone's brother who's in this church one day, this day, that I would kill him if he went out drinking when he was younger, and he still talks about it. And he says, don't worry, Father, I'll wait till after midnight before I go out. Back! I was true to myself that day to him, and I hit him. And I says, don't you ever spit on the cross of Christ. While he's dead on the cross, you're out drinking with your buddies. I don't think so. So instead of watching television for the next 24 hours, you contemplate, as Pope Benedict says, on the wound in the side of Christ. And there you learn that you're loved. And that's more important than any TV show you're going to watch tonight or any game. I know it's the time of basketball. To give up basketball for Jesus. Stop it. Contemplate the side of Christ. And then from there, he says, this is where we learn what life is and what love is. What life is I give away my life for others. Period. What love is, I give my life away for others. Period. I'm always more concerned about others than I am about myself. That's what Jesus teaches us. So today, let's listen to our former Pope, who tells us that God is love, but not a love that's cheap, not a love that's focused on self, not a love that's filled with sentiment, but a love which is filled with self-sacrifice. Let us hide there and spend time there in these 24 hours or so, and there know that no one has ever loved me the way he has. And it's there that we learn what we do with the rest of our life. How to live, how to love. To give myself and have my own heart pierced every day. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.